T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, love it or hate it, many people tend to speak to babies and dogs in baby voices. I have my new dog, Otis. He's a little bitty puppy. And I catch myself occasionally doing this, you know, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. He went potty. I almost fall into my Cecil B. Hollister.
Okay, that's weird. But why do you say you catch yourself falling into this? There's nothing wrong with it, and they've actually done studies that show that it's good to do that.
Yeah, that's what I've got in front of me right here.
Yeah, well, it's not the first one.
It's been scientifically proven to help tiny humans pick up on language cues. That's babies. But also, is it good for your dogs? And this research that they have, it's called Dog-Directed Speech, DDS. They discovered that compared to regular voices, DDS grabbed the dog's attention and held it longer than using your regular speech.
Well, for one thing, dogs hear higher pitches than we do, so maybe that is more in their range that they're comfortable with anyway.
I don't know. Mine seems to obey when I say, Daisy, get down right now.
Okay, well.
That might be the volume level.
Well, she's kind of deaf. I have to scream.
It's the pack mentality, too. You are that dominant, like, pack leader. From what I've read, I've been reading a lot of research about dogs and stuff.
I like that.
You watch The Dog Whisperer?
No.
Awesome show for dog owners.
You're the alpha male. I don't know about that Dog Whisperer guy. That psst thing is weird.
I watch Mutt and stuff. Does that count?
Don't even know what that is, but it sounds like a channel for cooking lamb.
That's his son's show where they have dogs on there, Zippy the dog.
Mm-mm.
You guys have not seen Mutt and stuff?
No.
Oh, wow.
I didn't really like his show that much.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Well, it's also believed that this type of speech can strengthen the bond between dogs and their owners.
Aww.
You got to figure there's a reason we've been doing it all these years.
Yeah,
somewhere, you know, we figured it out.
It happens naturally. You know, you can be a brand new dog owner, have never spoken dog before, and all of a sudden you're just like, this is so cute.
I knew some people who had an aquarium and they got a whale and they just started speaking whale.
Okay. With babies, too, you just naturally drop into it.
Well, I have to stop because I have friends who have a 2-year-old and they don't do that. So when I'm around her, I start to talk baby talk and then I stop.
Why don't they do it?
I don't know. I just noticed they don't. I didn't ask. Okay. I just try to not do that because they don't.
Because I think that's a misguided thinking. Because I think
people, everybody's different in raising kids.
Yeah. So right, but some people are wrong. And it's because, I mean, the studies have shown over and over again that there's a reason we do that. And it doesn't make your kid not grow up or anything.
Well, like Cato's, his friends, they go, did you poo-poo in your pants?
That would be funny.
Come let daddy smell your pants. Or it could be, did you poopy in your pants?
I think that's why we do it. Is so that people don't think we're insane. Because if you do it in a high-pitched voice, people know you're probably talking to a dog or a kid. But if you do it in a normal voice, it would be like you could be asking your wife.
Yeah, well.
Like, did you poop in your pants again? And they're like, who's he talking to?
I know.
But if you go, did you poopy in your pants? They're like, oh, he's talking to a baby.
I find myself out in the yard with my new puppy. Or, you know, in the yard.
Pooping?
No.
Oh, did you poo-poo in the yard?
Good boy.
Good dog.
No, I find myself out in the yard with my dog and sitting there going, you need to go poo-poo. Go poo-poo. Go poo-poo. And so my neighbors, you know, quite often see me out in the yard going, go poo-poo, go poo-poo. And my kids are out there sometimes. So
that's funny.
Oh, no.
You should definitely do the higher pitched voice then.
Go poo-poo. You go poo-poo. Did you? Good boys.
That's not higher pitch.
Oh, that's scary.
And don't make it plural on the end. But since the experts say that this study, they found that baby talk is so much fun and effective for dogs and babies, we're pretty much going to do it the rest of the show today.
Why?
You're a good listener. You're a good listener. Thank you for listening.
Somebody throw him a bone.
Yeah, I know. He needs to eat something. You're a good listener, though. Good listener. All right. I'm going to play dead now.
Yay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.